KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says a normalization of relations between the U.S. and Cuba will have far-reaching impact.
If we can build on this spirit of mutual respect and candidness, that over time we will see not just a transformation in the relationship between our two countries, but a positive impact throughout the hemisphere and the world.
He spoke during a photo op at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. Residents of a small northern Illinois farming community that took a direct hit from a tornado are being allowed back into the area to assess damage. The National Weather Service says 8 tornadoes are confirmed to have roared across northern and central Illinois during Thursday's storms. Fairdale resident Al Zamudo says he was relaxing at home when one tornado hit.
I was watching TV and they were like, seek shelter now. I just waited around, and all of a sudden I heard all my windows explode.
The strongest of the tornadoes hit Fairdale, where 2 people were killed. That tornado also injured 22 people. In South Carolina, the funeral for Walter Scott has been held. He's the black man shot in the back and killed by a white North Charleston police officer. Family friend Stanley Weldon says he wanted to go to the funeral to pay his respects.
The Scott family is a very solid rock family, and it's a sad day in the community and the church family to lose someone that was a member of our church.
After the service, a group of marchers stood in the lobby of North Charleston City Hall discussing ways to move the community forward after the deadly shooting. A Boston police officer who was shot in the face and critically injured during a traffic stop 2 weeks ago is out of the hospital. 34-year-old Officer John Moynihan returned home. This is AP Radio News. As the tax filing deadline approaches, the administration reveals the president paid almost $100,000 in taxes.
The White House says the president and first lady had a combined adjusted gross income of $477,000 and paid more than $93,000 in federal taxes. That's an effective tax rate of 19.6%. They also donated almost $71,000 to 33 different charities. The largest donation of $22,000 went to the Fisher House Foundation, an organization that helps wounded service members and their families. The president and first lady also paid $22,000 in state taxes to Illinois. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Kimberly Clark Professional, the maker of Kleenex and Scott brand products, is unveiling a line of tissues and towels incorporating wheat straw and bamboo, aimed at its commercial customers. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.